with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 7th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from a bunch of spring sports that were getting wrapped up before the Easter holiday weekend, starting in girls soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamar's girls lost their first game of the season last night. On the road up in Okoboji, they dropped a 3-2 overtime decision to Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, so the Bulldog girls are now 4-1 on the season. Another MRAC girls soccer, 15th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over 13th-ranked Glenwood, 3-1. In boys soccer, it was the Lamar's boys taking down Spirit Lake Park Okoboji 3-0 to improve to 4-0 on the season. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln with a 1-0 win over Lewis Central, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson rolled over Logan Magnolia 10-0. To the track yesterday, we had a couple of track meets around the area, starting in Cherokee at the Lynn Jolly Relays, where Lamar's community was in attendance. Take a look at some individual results. Starting in the field events, only one important result here in the boys' discus. Evan Jalis for the Bulldogs finishing second, a throw of 128 feet 10 inches. Now to the running events. In girls' sprint medley action, Lamar's took fourth with their team of Savannah Manley, Aubrey Lusing, Jenna Allen and Maddie Holes. Lamar's' boys sprint medley team of Israel Beltran, Matt Vondrak, Sione Fafita, and Alex Allen took second place. Trace Obink earned first place in the boys' 3,200-meter run with a time of 10:21.54. In the boys' shuttle hurdle, Lamar's' squad of Ryan Sadowski, Wiching Hosniang, Tegan Bogue, and Tyson Augustine took third place. In the 100-meter dash, Sione Fafita, first place, time of 11:39. That wasn't good enough. Bo Wadley took fifth in the 100-meter dash for the Bulldogs. In the girls' distance medley relay, Lamar's' squad of Holly McNaughton, Ariana Westhoff, Mackenzie DeRosier, and Kendall Hammerling took second. And in the boys' distance medley, a third-place finish for Carson Ott, Connor Jalis, Quinn Lasky, and Seth Vanderslice. To the 400 open, on the girls' side, Sienna Cass, fourth place, time of 103.30, and on the boys' side, it was Jaden Nelson taking the third spot, 55.81 seconds. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, Lamar's' squad of Israel Beltran, Matt Vondrak, Bo Wadley, and Sione Fafita taking the second spot. In the girls' 100-meter hurdle, Savannah Manley had a good day, fourth place for her, 17.95 seconds. In the 800-meter open, also a good day for Sienna Cash. She took second place in the 800, 2:34.02 her time. In the boys' 4x1, Matt Vondrak, Sione Fafita, Bo Wadley, and Israel Beltran took second place. And in the late night last night, the 4x4 finished the day, and the boys' squad for the Bulldogs took first place. Ended the meet on a high note, Alex Allen, Trace Obink, Connor Jalis, Bo Wadley with a time of 3:33.97. So taking a look at the team totals from the Lynn Jolly Relays. On the girls' side, it was Spencer taking home the top spot with 135 points. Then Alta Aurelia in second, 38 points behind the Tigers. The host school, Cherokee, was third. The Lamar's girls took fifth. They scored 71 points as a team. In the boys' standings, it was Okoboji taking the first spot with 141 points. Spencer was second with 133. And in third spot, it was Lamar's with 111. Those three kind of ran away with it as we look at fourth place, Cherokee at 64 points, nearly 50 points behind Lamar's in third and less than half of Okoboji's total. We've got a link to individual results on our website at KLEM1410.com. And that was not the only track action yesterday around Plymouth County. The Hinton track teams went up to the Vermilion Booster Club invite to run with some South Dakota schools. So let's take a look at the individual results first of all. Good day in the field for the Hinton track team. They always seem to do really well in the field events. In the girls' high jump, Bailey Bouvey took the top spot 5 feet even for her best jump. In the boys' high jump, Hinton's Colt Frank took fourth 5 feet 10 inches. In the girls' long jump, Bailey Bouvey thought she'd continue her day, taking third 15 feet 4.5 inches for her best jump. In the girls' shot put, Lauren Kunkel took the fourth spot, 34 feet 11 and a half inches. In the boys' shot put, it was Garrett Divis taking third spot. Brooks Benebos took fourth for a nice day in the shot for the Hinton track team. In the girls' discus, Lauren Kunkel took second place. Boys' discus, Garrett Divis took second. A throw of 126 feet, 1 inch. On the track, in the girls' 4x800-meter relay, Hinton's squad of Casey Allen, Ava Lang, Cadence Peters, and Gabby Friesen, they've been so good all year, they continued that. Second place finish in the 4x8, 10-18-21. In the 100-meter hurdles on the girls' side, Bailey Boovy continued her great day, taking first place, 16.6 seconds. In the boys' 110 high hurdles, Garrett Stahl, fourth place, 16.44 seconds. In the boys' 100-meter dash, Daniel Blackwell for Hinton was third. Boys 4x2, Hinton's squad was second. Daniel Blackwell, Ty Jones, Garrett Lindley, and Caden Winters, a time of 1:36.29. And in the girls' 300-meter hurdles, Bailey Boovy taking the top spot, 50.01 seconds for Bailey Boovy. Great day for her. She won the high jump, she won the 100-meter hurdles, and she won the 300-meter hurdles for Hinton girls' track. Also on the girls' side in the sprint medley, how South Dakota does it. The Blackhawk girls took third. Carlene Hicklin, Ava Lang, Riley Faith, and Cadence Peters. And the girls 4x4. First place finish for Ashlyn Kovarna, Casey Allen, Gabby Friesen, and Cadence Peters. A time of 4:15.69. And finally in the boys 4x4, Hinton squad of Caden Winters, Gabe Anderson, Cale Sudbeck, and Bo DeRosier taking the second spot. 3:40.65 their time. All these individual results, again, can be found on a link on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores and results. We have the team standings for that. On the girls' side of the Vermilion Booster Club invite, it was Dakota Valley taking the top spot, 96 points. T-Area was second with 82 points. West Central in third, 1 point behind them. And in fourth in the girls' standings, it was Hinton with 73 points. On the boys' side of the team standings, Lennox ran away with it, 119 points to win the title. West Central was second with 99 points, and then it drops off a bit from there. The host school, Vermilion, took the third spot with 68 points. In sixth, we find the Hinton Blackhawk boys with 49 team points. Again, all these results can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores and results. And with the Easter weekend in full effect, no sports on the schedule for today. Once there are, again, be sure you get to your sports news on our website, KLEM1410.com, and make sure you're following us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. We got some a nice short sports nuggets and notes for you there on our website, on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.